Good morning, one and all. Welcome. As we set the table for another day of broadcast excellence, I am Scott Hennon, along with Mark Skogerbo. I'll be here for What's on Your Mind, joined by Steve Bakken, statewide with K-Fire 550, AM 1100 The Flag, right here, AM 1090 KTGO. The only talk radio on the Bakken, KLTC and Dickinson. So we have the Southern Bakken covered. We have, of course, 910 KCJB in Minot. So there you go, five stations, 100,000 listeners, all tuned in to tell us what's on your mind. And on the program, Governor Jack Dalrymple today. We'll talk about his tour of Northeast North Dakota, Pembina County yesterday. Talk about what kind of assistance will be necessary from the state, how critical the situation is there. Tom Campbell, the senator from Grafton, took Governor Dalrymple on a tour of the Grafton area. I know he was a Cavalier, so lots of ground to cover there. Doyle Johannes, who is the president of the North Dakota Farm Bureau, will talk about the Farm Bill debate happening in Congress. And also we're going to talk with the newly appointed Department of Transportation Director, Grant Levi, to talk a little bit about challenges for the department from the oil boom. Those are good challenges. And just the overall statewide infrastructure improvements and road maintenance necessary. So looking forward to that. And your calls, questions, and comments welcome for those individuals as well. This is the preview for both What's on Your Mind and also the Common Sense Club. Mark Skogerbo is here. We'll run through the news headlines of the day, get you up to speed on all of that. Mark the Freedom Poet, how are you, sir?
I'm above average.
Chairman of the Common Sense
Club. Does my microphone work?
Your microphone works just fine, yes. Yes, it works fantastic.
Well, then my headphones work, and you sound and look even better now that I can hear you and see you.
How about that? Exactly. And you're going to talk to Gordon Howey today of South Dakota?
Yeah, he ran for governor. A lot of people. I went to a tea party south of Sioux Falls, and there were six people came up to me and said, could you talk Gordon Howey into running for governor again? I mean, he's a beloved man.
He's a neat guy. And so we'll talk a little South Dakota politics. You also have Bob Liebacken on today to talk about the ag markets, right?
Yep, he knows them and does them.
Minnesota Senator David Hahn will be on. Minnesota legislative session recap. The session ends. Everyone pays more.
That's right.
You will pay more.
Unless you don't have anything, or unless you're underneath some poverty level, or unless somebody winked at you nicely.
And then you're going to chat with a congressman on the IRS scandal, and also talk a little bit about Cavalier and Pembina County flooding, right?
I hope so, yeah.
So you got a lot of plan today on the program. A couple of our questions of the day. The sugar program. Sugar program is one of those conundrums, could we call it, Mark?
It's a challenge.
Because, we have a robust part of our economy that's driven by sugar beets here in the Red River Valley. And yet we also have an aversion to government programs. So there is there's the constant debate over the sugar program. Now, it's always referred to by politicians as no cost to the taxpayer. So what's not to like, right? When it's no cost to the taxpayer. However, here's our question that we ask the audience. Do you think the sugar program is pork or a necessary government subsidy? You know, the difficulty in the ag markets, as you know well, is if everybody played by the same rules, our growers would do just fine of every commodity.
And then, but another thing you have is when you have high prices in the world, you have a big increase in production. So one of the reasons that I have always supported the sugar program is because we go from absolute bust to triple prices. If you look at the long-term charts of sugar, sometimes it's just been in the stratosphere. And one of the things that the American Sugar Program does is stabilize those prices. And then, but then the farmers, the ability to produce, it's not something you can crank up and wind down. It costs a lot to produce these sugar beets. So it maintains a consistent availability of sugar, and prices are moderate. Instead of wild swings from nothing to something, and then you start all over, and then farmers go broke. It makes sense to me.
Senator John Hovind came on swinging on this and made some remarks on the Senate floor, and prompted by suggestions that the sugar program be removed from the commodity title, despite the fact that it stabilizes sugar prices for consumers and industries and at no cost to taxpayers, is the argument he makes. He said removing it will not create a free market or lower costs for consumers and industry. Here's his quote. The problem is dismantling existing sugar policy in our country would not by any stretch result in a free market for sugar for one very compelling reason. The world sugar market right now is totally distorted by foreign subsidies and tariffs. That's the level playing field I'm talking about. It's not there. World market prices are actually higher than U.S. sugar prices, and the percentage of sugar in most processed foods is small, just 2% of a Hershey chocolate bar, for instance. Hovind said foreign governments heavily protect and subsidize their sugar producers. Countries like Brazil spend between $2 billion and $3 billion per year to subsidize growers. Mexico literally owns one-fifth of its industry and subsidizes the rest. And sugar prices are not only higher in Brazil and Mexico, they are higher worldwide. So he really is making the case here. By the way, he made a pretty good case because the U.S. Senate did defeat the anti-sugar program, the amendment to the Farm Bill that would have been, by Senator Hovind's estimation, anti-sugar.
They also use a lot of sugar in Brazil for ethanol, for their alcohol produced to run their vehicles. So that also forces their cost of sugar, both in subsidies and price, up.
Interesting. One of the other arguments he uses is that the industry supports 142,000 jobs in 22 states, which compete successfully with foreign industries around the world that are heavily subsidized by their government. So it's a question of a level playing field. That's the bottom line there. Do you have any different plans for Memorial Day than you otherwise would because it costs you $100 to fill up your tank?
Well, that's a good question. No. But I wish there was a major Memorial Day episode I could go to. There's a really neat one out at Fort Snelling in Minneapolis. I might go there. I guess we're not going to be working on Monday. But there's a bunch of really Memorial Day gatherings around here.
Buffalo, North Dakota would be high on my list. I've been to Buffalo for a 4th of July parade. Buffalo knows how to put on a celebration. It's a neat little community, just a little west of Fargo, right off 94.
Beautiful new memorial.
And, yes, they are. There's a story in the Fargo Forum today, Metro State section, about this. Big day in Buffalo. And but they always, by the way, make a Memorial Day a big day. But the Post 10 is adding to the mix and are going to be dedicating the town's new Veterans Memorial. 6x10 block of black granite. It's beautiful. Photo of it in the forum if you get a Fargo forum today. Designed in the shape of a book. And it contains the names of the veterans who have died. About 260 names will be on the monument to start with. Additional names will be added each year. For a name to be eligible for the memorial, a veteran must have been a member of the Buffalo American Legion or be buried in the Buffalo Cemetery. So they're honoring their veterans, Mark.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah.
We need to pass this on to our children.
Children and grandchildren of veterans whose names are on the memorial have been calling organizers to say they'll be in Buffalo for the dedication. So they're planning on a couple of hundred folks to be there for that. And
the dedication is at 10:30.
Yeah, I'm glad you told folks the time so they know when they could be there for. Isn't that nice, though?
Then they're going to have a pulled pork dinner at the Buffalo Community Center, sponsored by the American Legion Post 10. That's at noon.
I love it.
Going to be out at the cemetery in Tower City at 8:30 and at the Buffalo Cemetery at 9:30.
Yeah, so 8:30 a.m. ceremony at Greenwood Cemetery. That's in Tower City. Then 9:30, the ceremony at the Buffalo Cemetery. Then the dedication of the new Veterans Memorial in the City Park. That's on Buffalo's Main Street. Takes place at 10:30. And then you mentioned the food, too. Surprising you'd mention the food, Mark.
Well, I'm trying to become petite.
You like pulled pork dinners, don't you?
I like anything that's warm and meat.
Right there at the Buffalo Community Center, American Legion Post number 10 at noon. If you are looking to economize for the Memorial Day, but want to celebrate appropriately our veterans and remember those who've died in service to this country, can't think of a better place to be than Buffalo, North Dakota.
Sounds good.
Right there on Monday, Memorial Day. There are other events that are going on. We'll give you a rundown of those before the end of the hour, a little closer to home. You know, there's appropriately a true holiday on that day. But rather than things closing, like schools and universities and bus service and government, you know, offices and banks and post offices and, you know, garbage pickup and libraries and all that, what I prefer is to say, well, where are we actually doing a celebration? And there is one in Fargo, West Fargo, Moorhead, Horace, Leonard, Hardwood, Barnesville. So you can find one near you. We'll give you some details.
And do you know what else is closing?
What's that?
Our mouths.
Well, sort of. We'll be here. There will be noise coming out of the speakers.
There will be.
There'll be information coming out of the speakers, but it will be what we refer to as a best-of program.
Oh, and there's a lot of best-ofs.
Exactly right. Short break. More details on what's on your mind straight ahead. Coming up between 9 and 11 and our guests. And before we end, Mark of the sports, what else we got going? Memorial Day details.
Yeah.
Stay tuned.
We'll be right back with more of What's on Your Mind after these messages.
Have you been on Leech Lake, Minnesota's third largest lake, some of the best walleye fishing on the planet? Have you been to Walker, Minnesota? Have you seen the historic Chase on the Lake Resort? Folks, it's a premier Minnesota resort. Voted that way time and time again. The lodging, absolutely incredible. The 502 restaurant and bar, well known. The Copper Door Aveda Spa. The bowling alley, the amenities, it's absolutely incredible. How about this? One of Minnesota's premier restaurants right now is yours for $69 any room, any night. That's right. This is a fabulous facility. Check it out online, chaseonthelake.com. Use the promo code SCOTT and get the $69 rate before May 23rd. You must hurry. Chaseonthelake.com, promo code SCOTT. Or call them at 888-CHASE-06. That's 888-242-7306. And tell them Scott sent you to Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Young, Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
So earlier today we were chatting about what today brings, and for the Hennon family there's a graduation, an eighth grade graduation. Steve Bakken raise an interesting point about graduations. He's wondering if there are too many of them. Steve Bakken, my co-host for What's on Your Mind, coming up between 9 and 11 when we'll have Governor Jack Dalrymple talk about his tour of Northeast North Dakota and the flooding yesterday. Farm Bureau President Doyle Johannes on both the farm bill debate happening in Congress right now and also how things are looking for growers this season with the late start on planting and the heavy, wet May, and also the new Department of Transportation director. Looking forward to that.
Busy show today, Scott.
It is a busy show. Recap your argument on graduations for our listeners. We're going to recap our off-air discussion that we may pick up a little bit here.
Well, you mentioned that you were going to an eighth grade graduation. Okay, an eighth grade graduation that gets lumped into preschool graduation and kindergarten graduation and first, second, third, fourth, fifth grade graduation. And
well, no, basically, I thought, you know, there may be preschool graduation. I guess I'm aware of. And kind of a, you know, when you say graduation, you have, you know, all the parents come on the last day and way to go,
well,
you're on to kindergarten. But I mean, basically there's, you know, you graduate from elementary school, right? You're done with elementary school, you go to middle school, you go from middle school to high school. So in our case, our daughter being an eighth grader, she's done with middle school, she's going to high school. So there is a graduation of sorts. I mean, it isn't gowns and diplomas and to the extent that high school would be or that college would be, but there's a recognition that you passed on from accomplishments in middle school and a mass, for instance, because our kids go to Catholic school today.
Why, Scott? Is there a need to fill some void for the kids like that? I think back when I
fill a void, or is it just a celebration of an accomplishment?
Why is that necessary? I passed on to my next grade, you know, our elementary school. We went down and had a school picnic at the park. Everybody packed their own lunch. We went down, walked down to the park. Hey, we'll get out of school a half a day early. And we
have a fourth grader doing
together.
That very thing today.
Whatever.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Great. That's awesome. But having some sort of pageantry to bring the parents in and, hey, this is a big to-do. The kids just did their job. They're supposed to get good grades. They're supposed to pass on to the next grade. High school graduation, great. I understand that. But to me, it just reeks of that whole sense of, oh, we need to be more nurturing of kids and children these days. It's like the soccer parents that, well, no team should, quote-unquote, win. There shouldn't be winners or losers because that hurts children's self-esteem. You know what? Kids need to get a thicker skin and toughen up a little bit and maybe learn some life lessons growing up and then be better off in society as they're adults.
There's a part of what you're saying that I agree with. That
kids are coddled. My point is, kids are coddled today.
That we sort of. On the other hand, I think it's always good to celebrate an accomplishment. I don't think there's anything wrong with recognizing
job well done. Move on.
Yeah, one to the next. And in the case of a Catholic school, to have a mass and a celebration and say, you're no longer a middle schooler. You're now a high schooler. There isn't anything wrong with that. On the other hand,
regular schools too. You know.
On the other hand, if we literally are jumping up and down and setting off fireworks when we go from first grade to second or second to third or third to fourth, I think it gets a lot of hand.
You know, I think it's a retrospect on our society. It's like, hey, we're jumping up and down. Great. All you did was your job. You know, a kid's job is to go to school. Learn to be a good growth pattern to an adult. Parents parent, kids go to school, kids be kids. To jump up and down about doing what they're supposed to do, that's like me saying, hey, I need a pat on the back every day for what I do that's my job. No. If I go above and beyond to do something extraordinary, great. I'm not asking for it, I'm not looking for it, but if you want to commend something like that, awesome. People that just do their jobs, that's your job. That's what you're supposed to do.
One listener raised the question, has graduation kept its original value or is it just entitlement?
It's just coddling kids. I think kids are getting coddled these days, and it's bearing itself in society. You know, look at the changes in our society over the last 20 years, and I think you can directly correlate that with how kids have started to be coddled and, oh, it takes the village, which I understand it takes a village to raise a child, which is good. That's good. But then you're starting to bring in this just doing what you're supposed to do isn't good enough. You're supposed to get accolades for doing what you're supposed to do. I think that's wrong in society. It's not building for the next generation to carry on society in a good way.
Other questions that we're going to tackle today on the program. The sugar program, is it pork or a necessary government subsidy? Senators Hoeven and Heitkamp did defeat an effort to get the a sugar program amendment in the Senate Farm Bill, there was an amendment actually that would have removed the sugar program, and they knocked that back. It will remain as is in the Farm Bill. Memorial Day travel plans being altered by some because of the price of gas. Is that you? What are you doing?
I'm not
for
going anywhere?
But would you normally? I mean, are you staying put because you don't want to burn up gas, or would you stay
I'm
put?
I'm on radio,
anywhere?
Scott. I can't afford to go anywhere with gas at over $4 a gallon. I'm
so
stuck here.
It's altering your plans.
My budget dictates that with gas prices at over $4 a gallon, my budget dictates that I'm done doing extracurricular activities. I'm not going to go to the store unless I ride my bike to rent a movie. Oh, well, maybe I can't afford to rent a movie even now. You're darn right it's going to cut into my budget. I'm guessing there's a lot of people, you know, it's kind
well,
of
I know
sad
it cuts into
Memorial.
The budget. My question is whether you sacrifice something else to keep your plans for a Memorial Day drive, or whether or not you'd literally just say, well, I'm going to stay.
Scott, the question is, do many people have something else within their budget that they can sacrifice? The sad part is, after winter, people look forward to Memorial Day as the kickoff to summer, and then if you have to alter your plans on Memorial Day, doesn't that make winter just seem that much longer?
It does. Of course, yeah. Winter already seems pretty darn long.
It does.
Exactly right.
You know, I think with the economy out there the way it is right now, and even in North Dakota, with as booming as the economy is, you know, people still live paycheck to paycheck quite often. And when you start tinkering with people's budgets, I don't think they have that latitude within that budget to, oh, well, I'm just going to cut this out instead of cut that out. Well, what's the thing you're going to cut out? Milk and bread? So that you can take a trip somewhere? I don't see it.
I think there'd be other things you probably could choose rather than eating, right?
Well, yeah, but most people it comes down to eating or cable.
The movies. The movies.
I can't tell you the last time I went to a movie. I refuse to pay that much money for a movie.
What is on your mind today, besides having to scrimp because of the price of gas?
You know, one of the things that's on my mind is, I don't know if this has kind of flown under the radar a little bit, but the teen pregnancy rate in this country has dropped everywhere except for two states, and you'll have to tune in after 9 o'clock to find out which two.
All right, what's on your mind? 9 to 11, we'll open up the phones. Some special guests today, too. Talking sports next as we get you the preview show here. Don't go away, folks.
You're listening to What's on Your Mind with Steve Bakken and Scott Hannon. We'll be right back after these messages.
Here's a really good reason to shop Nelson Auto Center in Fergus Falls. 7 new vehicle brands to choose from on one lot. That means you can take a test drive in a new F-Series truck, then a new Ram, and follow that with a GMC Sierra. What a great way to compare trucks and choose the one you like best and do it all in one stop. Nelson has a great lineup of great cars, vans, and SUVs too. Ford, Lincoln, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, and Ram, plus GMC. Nelson Auto Center has them all. Your choice and the best buy always. And we deliver your vehicle free within 300 miles. NelsonFergusFalls.com, exit 54, Fergus Falls.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Man, I love that buttstock pouch on your Mosin Nagant. Where'd you get it?
Strike Hard Gear. They have lots of hard-to-find gear for us comblock shooters, like chest rigs and pouches for your SKS Duckbill magazines.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. Enter GCN for a 5% discount on all products at StrikeHardGear.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Highway run to the midnight sun.
Sunny at 46 degrees in Tioga, North Dakota, right smack dab in the middle of the Bakken, ladies and gentlemen. 51 and clear right now in Fargo as well. It's nice to have the sun here. Felt like summer yesterday. You know what I did last night? Barbecued. Got some ground beef and did some barbecuing. Even buttered the buns and put those on the grill.
Which is the
perfect touch. You know, I mean, I shouldn't say that about my own cooking, but I think that's just the cherry on top when it comes to barbecuing, isn't it?
It is better that way.
You butter it up and then you brown the bun a little bit, you know, and the bun is warm.
Mm-hmm.
Burger, cheese. I sauteed onions for Maria at her request. That's what it's stinking up the whole house for.
You've got a beautiful halo about you.
Do I?
Oh.
Slice of Colby cheese on there.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's very good. We didn't eat till about 7:30, though.
Well, no, you took a lot of time to do all that stuff.
It didn't take a lot of time. There was errands to do. Anyway, it's sports time here on the program, and I don't think we can lead with the Twins because they're too horrible.
No, we have to lead with something else. Although there was a really neat story last night that I...
Of course
I'll
there
find
is.
A silver lining.
You always do.
I have to.
They've lost what now? Eight in a row? Seven in a row?
Eight in a row.
But let's talk about the Red Hawks.
The Red Hawks, I tell you what, they're an interesting team. They're the Fargo team. Caldera's pitching helped carry the Red Hawks to road victory in El Paso. They won. He pitched for 7 2/3 innings, only gave up 6 hits, 2 runs. But kind of an exciting story is a young man by the name of Tim Elberts hit his 4th home run already, and they've only played 7 games.
How about that?
Imagine that. Extrapolate that over a year, and you got 100 games, and the young man would have, let's see, you take it, yeah. Wow, he'd have a zillion home runs at this rate. He'd have over 50 at this rate. But it's pretty impressive anyway. And they always have a great team, and they're going to have their first game at home, I think, Friday night. Tomorrow night.
That'd be fun. Now, for our folks out west, they might not be familiar with the FM Redhawks, but they're a great team. It's a neat stadium, Newman Outdoor Field, and right on the campus of NDSU. So if you ever get a chance... come Fargo way. If that's going to be your Memorial Day, holiday, for instance, check out Newman Outdoor Field so you know where the Red Hawks play and you'll enjoy it.
I believe they got fireworks going off there tomorrow night, and I think on June 14th, which is Flag Day, that's something we're checking out.
They also are auctioning off the use of a suite, and the proceeds are going to go to the Red Cross for disaster relief for those affected by the tornadoes in Oklahoma. Kind of a nice thing, too.
Yeah, they're kind of tag-teaming with our good friend from the Oklahoma Thunder, Mr. Durant.
Very nice of Kevin Durant, isn't it?
$1 million, man. There's always something you could do with $1 million. I don't care how rich you are. That is an act of great generosity and leadership.
So anyway, the home opener is this weekend. Check that out, okay? And now tell me about the Twins.
Can I say one sentence about basketball?
Of course.
LeBron made a layup and overtime at the buzzer and won.
Pretty good game.
Pretty good game.
Yeah.
The Twins
sort of agreed to limit the NBA talk to a minimum here on the
just
program.
A real minimum because you love the Thunder and
still soured up that Memphis beat them.
I think I love them even more the way Durant's been acting.
Do you?
Yeah. And my sister lives there, and, you know, and my heart really goes out to Oklahoma.
He's one of the reasons I love an Oklahoma City Thunder fan. I think the guy's just a class act.
Absolutely.
He's the Tim Tebow of the NBA.
He is.
Yeah, I like the guy a lot.
Well, the slumping Twins did lose their eighth in a row, but they were behind 8-0 and lost 8-3, which means they won the last several innings 3-0.
That is such a stretch. I can't believe that.
But they got a new kid, a wonderfully new, interesting kid that got to play his first game, Kel Barrow. 29 years old, floundering around, and he gets hot in the AAA leagues. In the Red Wings for Rochester, he's batting .346, hitting many home runs in just a handful of games. And so he got to come in. His first whack at the ball was a blistering slice to the outfield. It got caught. He went 0-for-4. But, you know, 29-year-old kid that was told, go get a job at a car wash, you know. And he's 6'4", 215, fast, strong, kind of exciting. It's like that teal bowl. We got a couple of young people that are looking great.
You are an amazing individual to try and find some silver lining in an 8-loss streak for the Twins.
Well, let me compare it to your conversation you had with your co-host, Mr. Bakken. The parents that take their kids to school, whether or not their kid is the valedictorian or the queen or the best, everybody loves their kid the best. Well, because of my grandfather's great love for the Twins, I adopted them in my heart. I can't help it. They're like my family. And so they can do anything they want, and I'm going to love them. Oh, aren't they cute?
Yes.
You know, pat them on the head. Oh, Art, isn't that sweet, the way they stand and smile?
And whether they won or whether they lost, it is still our team.
I was inspired by the Mets fans. They hung in there forever.
Boy, did they ever.
And another group of people, I was a commodities broker for many years. I spent a lot of time in Chicago. I love the Chicago Cubs fans. I got to know a lot of them.
Passionate.
Yeah, and you see, it's way beyond win or lose. It's about, hey, family, we are family. That's where I am with the Twins.
That makes some sense.
I'd like to take a bus ride down here. We can, we had that Dave St. Peter with us and said if we get 25 people, we can get a break. And, you know, we could fill up a 50 people and go down there and have a nice time someday.
Let's let them get a little better.
Yeah, they have to win a few in a row before we're going to do that.
And warm things up a little bit, and then I'm all in. I'm all in.
And we have to go 1 week without one person calling them Twinkies to us. 1 week.
Does that offend you when they're called the Twinkies?
No, they deserve it. They're big boys. That's part of getting paid the big bucks. You know, everybody expects you to win every game. That's just how it goes.
Sure. Brian Urlacher, the Bears linebacker that we thought might be going to the Minnesota Vikings, hung it up yesterday.
Yeah, what a great heart. What a powerful man.
Decided to retire after 13 seasons. Now, he could have made some big bucks to come to the Vikings.
He could have, but...
We needed him, too.
We do.
But why do you think he retired? Knows when to say when?
You know, people want to go out on top. We don't know the pain. I know that I've talked to a couple of professional football players, and every one of them has chronic pain, deep, gnawing, wrenching pain. When you think of the violence of the way Urlacher hits everybody, and then he runs into people like Peterson, who, when you have two irresistible forces crashing into each other at a zillion miles an hour, it leaves some concussions in your body and contusions, and I'm sure every part of his body had been hurt at one time or another.
So it was decision on the physical side. I think he also, didn't he say he wanted to play, end his career playing for one team?
Yep. And
that. There's loyalty there.
Old school, I like that.
And loyalty there to say, hey, I'm a Chicago Bear, been at this for 13 years or, 13 seasons as a Chicago Bear, and I want to end as a Chicago Bear.
If I would own the Twins, somebody like Torrey Hunter would never leave. He would have a job with the Twins for life. It just breaks my heart when that happens. And then you see J.J. Harding pounding home runs like he's nuts. And Torrey, he's just so great. But also, the intrinsic value of he's the role model of Aaron Hicks. He's a coach. He's a light bulb. He's a smile. He's a passion. He's intensity. You can't lose people like this. I love the idea of loyalty. Signing people for life. You know, if they're really great, have them be able to earn this kind of tenure. Tenure to where they're going to be front office, they're going to be out in the coach, they can work for the Twins forever. I want $1 billion so I can buy the Twins, because I'd love to do it right.
You would, huh?
Oh, yeah.
You think it would cost $1 billion to buy the Twins?
They'd be worth it. That's the one problem. I love them so much, I'd pay too much.
The poll ads don't need any more money.
No. Well, then maybe they'll appreciate my business model and give it to me.
I miss Cal Griffith. There was a guy with a heart of the size of Met Stadium.
Yes.
Why? You didn't seem like you chuckled as though you're not a big Cal Griffith fan.
Well, considering the dust up between Sergio Garcia and our beloved Tiger Woods.
Now, what in the world does that have to do with Cal Griffith?
Because he said some racial things about Carew.
Oh, I'd forgotten that.
Yeah, it got really. That's why we lost the last shot at 400 hitter. Rod Carew left in disgust and went out to California.
I love Rod Carew.
He was awesome. Stole home 9 times in 1 year.
Tony Oliva.
Yep.
They were
just great play. What about the killer Harmon Killebrew?
What does Rod Carew do now? I wonder.
Well, he is so articulate, and I think he teaches some coaching and stuff. But he can go anywhere he wants. He's such an icon.
He's a Hall of Famer.
Yep.
And but I had forgotten that. So that's why you left for the A's?
Yeah, because it was a really ugly thing. And it had a racial tone to it. And a lot of people soured on Griffith about that time.
No kidding, huh?
But you're right. He was a very generous philanthropist. That's true.
Yeah. He has a website. RodCarew.com.
Oh, cool.
I just found it here. How about that?
He had a big IQ.
And has a book, Hit to Win, Batting Tips and Techniques from a Baseball Hall of Famer. If you want him to sign one for you, $75 and it's yours, Mark.
Well, I'll just forge his name on it.
I think you should get Rod Carew on the program.
I'd love that. Okay, do you hear that, Chris? I want Rod Carew really bad. Chris is a great producer, and he's able to get us all kinds of neat guests.
See if he's forgotten about Cal Griffith. Hopefully he's going to let that go.
You know,
I've forgotten about it.
That's something I'd probably broach off air. I don't know if I want to stir that up.
Yeah.
Because you'd remembered the good parts about Cal. Let's let it lay.
I just liked it because he was a baseball man. You know, he just was a baseball.
He really was.
And now baseball, you know, is really controlled more by folks that are just counting the bucks.
It's just part of their conglomerate.
It's a free market. That's fine. It's big business now. But, you know, it's kind of fun to think back to the days when a baseball guy owned the, you know.
You know, one of the things I told you about, I have once a year or so, I have a day where I pray without fetter. I have unlimited prayer without any, has nothing to do with is this possible, because with God all things are possible. I literally have prayed to own the Twins.
Is that right?
Yeah. And here I have a negative net worth, and, you know, and some people think I'm rather silly and a gypsy boy.
Why don't you go down and tell Mrs. Polide that?
I'm not ready yet to make my offer.
I think she died before Carl did, didn't she? You'd have to talk to one of the boys.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Pardon me?
Well, I was just going to say, Scott, do you remember that when I was a wee lad, my father used to take us to Twins games and have me knock on Cal Griffith's suite, and I'd go in there and he'd give me a box score and say hi to me. And
is that right?
I was terrified.
Oh, my gosh. I don't remember that.
That's cool.
That sounds like something my dad would do, though. That'd be old Jer 58. More coming up. Straight ahead, folks. Don't touch that dial. Did you know there were 78 credit unions in North and South Dakota with assets in excess of $4.2 billion and nearly a half a million credit union members? Credit unions play a very important role in the financial landscape of the Dakotas. They're unique in their structure. They're member-owned, not-for-profit financial cooperatives that return their earnings back to members. Unfortunately, most folks and even our policymakers don't understand that. Credit unions exist to help people, not make a profit. And credit unions operate under the philosophy of people helping people. That philosophy works well in the Dakotas, so the credit unions can serve their members, including those of modest means, providing credit at reasonable rates and other financial services to members. And they work hard to assist their members to become better educated consumers of financial services. Find out more at CUOnTheRoad.org. CU as in credit union, OnTheRoad.org. And on their Facebook page, the Credit Union Association of the Dakotas.
Hi, My name is Dan Brose, chairman of the North Dakota Association of Oil and Gas Producing Counties Executive Committee. Our mission is to be the trusted and unified voice for the betterment of the citizens of North Dakota and the membership of the association. Our group of cities, counties, and school districts span 18 counties, covering a geographic area from Bottineau County, west to Divide County, and south to Bowman County. Our association also has a partnership with the North Dakota coal conversion counties. Our communities are solving issues concerning infrastructure, roads, bridges, quality water, good schools, and safe communities. In our search for solutions, we've gathered research data relating to population growth in schools, city needs, and emergency services. For more information, go to our website and check us out at ndenergy.org. Sign up for our free weekly e-news. There's also more information concerning planning efforts in Western North Dakota on visionwestnd.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Getting set to roll. Governor Jack Dalrymple will join us. He's looking at flooding yesterday. Took a tour of Pembina County. What kind of assistance is the state planning on providing? What will be necessary? How critical is the situation there? Been watching closely that Renwick Dam at Cavalier, which caused the evacuation of Cavalier. So anyway, the governor took a tour. So he was in Grafton, he was in Cavalier, and was he Pembina too? Oh, Crystal, okay. Anyway, so we'll talk with the governor about that. Farm Bureau President Doyle Johannes will join us on the farm bill debate happening in Congress right now, and also how the growing season is looking. And we'll talk with Grant Levi, who's the new Department of Transportation Director, to talk about a robust construction season necessary again. We don't really have a construction season because it's 24/7, 365 days a year, especially with that oil boom going on. But one of the things I'm curious about is they have expedited some infrastructure needs in the oil patch, and how that's all working. And plus, you know, there's other areas of the state that need help. So anyway, we'll tackle all that coming up. Plus your calls on what's on your mind. I did promise to do a little rundown on some of the events happening for Memorial Day. I want to tell you about that. I can also tell you that weather-wise, as we get closer to the weekend here, We talked to Greg Gust yesterday from the National Weather Service, and he did say nice for a while, but then get set. So, for instance, the showers and thunderstorms are coming back in the afternoon on Friday in the valley. All right? And I see showers and thunderstorms in the forecast through Monday night. Isn't that very typical? Unbelievable. Let me tell you about Tioga. Sunny today. The slight chance of showers start tomorrow. Same thing, afternoon showers and thunderstorms Friday into Friday night. Saturday, 50% chance. Saturday night, 50% chance. Sunday, 40% chance. Sunday night, Memorial Day, 30% chance. Yeah, man alive. Sort of makes me mad, Mark.
Well, it makes the flowers happy.
It does?
Oh, some of them.
Don't they have enough?
Oh, they're greedy.
They want more and more and more.
It's an entitlement. They think they think they should get a drink every day, some of them.
I'm okay with it.
You know, corn, when they get roaring, if it, the hotter it gets, the more water they need. If it gets to be 100 degrees, they need a quarter inch to a half inch a day to maintain their growth.
Yeah.
You can hear them growing.
Did you guys have any luck to finding oil patch Memorial Day celebrations for me? We're trying to track those down. All right. We're still looking on that. If I don't get to those today, I will tomorrow to find out what's going on in Stanley, Watford City, Tioga, Ray, in the oil patch. We know that Fargo will have a veterans assembly at 8:20 a.m. at the Holy Cross North Cemetery. A salute to veterans begins at 8:30. Memorial Day Mass, Blessed Sacrament Catholic Church will follow at 9 a.m. Attendees encouraged to bring a lawn chair in case of rain. They'll move it into the cathedral. 9:30, this is Fargo now. Veterans will assemble at Veterans Memorial Bridge. That's a neat deal. Beautiful bridge.
It is.
It's the bridge downtown Fargo between Fargo and Moorhead. Ceremony at 9:45 a.m. 10:30, veterans will assemble at Riverside Cemetery. Ceremony begins at 11 there. 12:30, Sunset Memorial Gardens. American Legion Post 400 Commander speaking at the Riverside and Sunset Ceremonies. In the event of rain, at 8:30 a.m., both will be at the Civic Center. They get moved inside a lot. West Fargo has a flag-raising ceremony, 10:45 a.m., West Fargo VFW. Program at 11. Moorhead and Dilworth, American Legion, and Dilworth Post VFW. Color Guards have scheduled services at the following times and locations. Veterans Memorial Bridge, 7 a.m. So they're going to go early on the bridge. So there's two choices for you on the bridge. You go bright and early, 7 a.m. on Monday, or you can wait and do it a little later on and do the 9:30 a.m. event. Anyway, besides the bridge, Sunset Memorial Gardens, Moorhead, 8:45, Sabin, 9:15, Evergreen Cemetery, Moorhead, 10 a.m., St. Joe's Cemetery, North Moorhead, 10:15, Riverside Cemetery, North Moorhead, 10:30. Program will begin at 11 a.m. at the National Guard Armory in Moorhead. Brian Melton will deliver the address. Brian is a lieutenant colonel in the Minnesota Army National Guard and also a Clay County attorney. Great guy. Horace, North Dakota, has services at all of their cemeteries starting at 9:05. And then eat Leonard, North Dakota, Harwood, North Dakota, Barnesville, parade at 10 a.m. A parade, Mark, for Memorial Day. God bless them. How about that?
We used to do that up in Carlstead, and the band would play, and people would march and go out to the cemetery, and they would play taps, fire the gun. My dad played taps on his trumpet, and then somebody would go off. Whoever was the first chair trumpet of the high school band would go off in the hinterland, some ditch, and play an echo. It was really cool.
Anyway, if any of those interest you, there's page A7 of the forum today. It's a nice recap and listing of all of them, and we'll find you what's going on in the oil patch for Memorial Day as well tomorrow. I promise we'll do that in this exact same spot tomorrow so you know what's going on. I apologize for the weather, though. Cal darn it anyway. Wish there was a little more good news on the weather front. Doesn't look good.
No.
No, not at all. Anyway, more reasons to hunker down, I guess. What's on your mind? Coming up, your calls. Tell us what's on your mind. Straight ahead, 800-228-0550. Statewide. It's Steve Bakken. I'm Scott Hinnom. Stay tuned.
We'll be right back with more of What's on Your Mind after these messages.
If you need a building for any reason, you need Bakken Roofs. We're talking hangers. Yeah, as in put airplanes in them. We're talking industrial uses. We're talking garages, workshops, trucking, agriculture, horse barns, arenas, storage buildings, warehouse. They built churches. They built schools. They built fire and police stations. And guess what? If you call them and get a free quote, you're going to see why thousands and thousands of people in the Bakken every day are finding out why legacy steel buildings are the industry leader in providing superior quality, service, and durability at the most competitive prices. But here's the deal. Everybody tells you that, right? It sounds like a sales pitch. Call Bakken Bruce, Bruce Anker, and the team at Legacy Steel Buildings, 800-237-9620. Bruce and his brother Wayne and their family have been building buildings in this part of the world forever. They'll help you out. 800-237-9620. Tell them Scott sent you.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
If you're going to have a bunker, why not have an ultimate bunker? In case of pandemic outbreak, civil unrest, biological or nuclear fallout, or EMP attacks, stay safe in your own ultimate bunker, built for lasting security for any need or budget. Manufactured in Salt Lake City, Utah, each ultimate bunker includes free food storage and all the comforts of home. Learn more at ultimatebunker.com. That's ultimatebunker.com. Or call 801-661-3900. Ultimate Bunker. You can't do better than the ultimate.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.